Hello and welcome to Empower to Empower Others Radio Show. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, and I'm excited that you're with me today. We're going to share with you a word of encouragement, a word of empowerment, a word to motivate you to live your best life now. We want you to live life purposely. So get ready, get ready, get ready to receive all that we have for you today on Empower to Empower Others. Well, I say greetings to everyone and welcome to the show. I know for my followers, you're probably saying, oh, this isn't the normal time, and you're absolutely right. This is not the normal time, and this is not a normal segment. We are blessed, blessed, blessed to have with us today as our special guest, Dr. Nicu Morty. Dr. Morty, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Amen. Amen. I can tell you all what I know about this woman of God personally. I've known her for 10 years now. She was the first one to expose me to international travel, and I traveled with her to Tanzania. And it was a life-changing experience. And here it is now, 10 years later, that God has brought us back around to do a phenomenal work. Dr. Morty is the president and founder of International Gospel Outreach Ministries and Africa for Jesus Prayer Movement and Africa Transformation Embassy, which is a nonprofit humanitarian organization. And the primary focus is to educate, empower, and mobilize Christians to transform communities. Most recently, I've joined Dr. Morty with GWAT, which is Godly Women Ambassadors Bringing Transformation. We traveled to Tanzania, and now we are working with her in an effort to pray for America. Yes, I said pray for America. And that is happening November 18th. It'll be 16th through 18th in Maryland. And Dr. Morty is going to share a little bit about her heart, and then I'm going to give you some information and details about how you can be a part of this international prayer movement that's needed for such a time as this. Dr. Morty, can you just share with the people a little bit about what it is that God gave you in this movement for prayer and transformation, not just here in America, but in Africa?
Thank you so much, Val. I appreciate. Indeed, I'm so excited to talk to the people of God. The prayer movement is nothing new. God has called his church, his people, to pray without ceasing. We all have to pray, and indeed, people are praying all over the world. But God, 1993, specifically gave instruction to say he has heard the prayers of his people. Now he wants his people to unite, meaning to be one. Now, how can we be one when God is the one who created us differently? But God had a strategy. On the same day of every month, we pray Thanksgiving prayer. So that's why now this movement started 1993, when God specifically wrote dates of his body to be thanking him, to be praying, to declare Africa for Jesus, America for Jesus, Europe for Jesus, to be thankful. To be honest, we didn't understand then, but just obeyed. We really didn't know why he wrote specific date, but throughout the years, we have seen the why God did it, and we have seen the reality. Oh my goodness, it is so easy for his body to unite. That's why every third Saturday of every month we pray for nations, not just for Africa, not just for America, but for the entire world. We have been growing from stage to stage, from glory to glory. But this November, instead of celebrating the anniversary, God said, no, America is in trouble. And America is a nation that influences the whole world. America, they are the people who have sent so many missionaries all over. But America is in trouble. So God said, November 16th to the 18th, call my body. Now when I say my body, not one ministry. Call his body, meaning those who are called by my name, like Second Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. You know that scripture so well.
Yeah.
You all use that scripture so well. But God said, this November, don't celebrate the anniversary because America is in trouble. The world is in trouble. Call my body to humble themselves, to seek his face, and turn from our normal programs. Come together, then he will heal our land. So this is what we are calling you who are listening. Tell others it is not about a program. It is about a mandate to say, yes, God's people should come together, and we are coming together in Washington, D.C. Now, not just Washington, D.C., because God is so wise. He said we should go around the Beltway. Now, going around the Beltway consists of three states, D.C., Virginia, and Maryland. That's what we are talking about today. Please hear what the Spirit is saying. Thank you, Dr. Val.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. You gave one of the theme scriptures being 2 Chronicles 7:14, but another scripture that you gave to us that would empower and strengthen us as we prepare for this movement was Revelation 7:9-17. I'm going to read that for you from the NIV, and it says, after this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders asked me, these in white robes, who are they and where did they come from? I answered, sir, you know. And he said, these are they who have come out of great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst.
Yes.
The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to the springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Hallelujah. 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 That's something for the body of Christ to take hold of as we are coming together for this magnificent movement of God, this prayer movement. As Dr. Morty said, prayer is not anything new. Prayer is conversation with God, that for every believer, this is one of the very tenets of our relationship with him. Prayer, which is having a conversation. Yes, we praise him. Yes, we worship him. But we're to take time that's specific to talk to God, to hear from God, and to get the instructions that he has for his people. And coming now in November, 16th through 18th, and then on the 18th, the culmination of all bodies, people from all religious organizations, all races, creeds, and colors, coming together in unity to pray. Woo! Woo!
Hallelujah.
Yes.
When you were reading the scripture, I was getting excited in my spirit because here, this word, it is the people from every nation, from
yes.
every denomination, from every colors. Now, audience, I'm so thankful you are listening because there comes a time when we have to unite. And this is that specific timing, God's specific time. Because, you know, we have held all kinds of big conferences, all kinds of huge meetings. Thank God for each meeting. Thank God they did their part. But right now, because of what is happening in the world, God wants his body to come. Now, to go around the beltway, it is like we are going around the walls of Jericho. Mm-hmm. We will hold the banner, the flag of America, the unity Christian flag. They will be flying as a symbol to say we surrender all to God. That's why even our theme is in God we trust
yes.
to bring change. So 16th and 17 will consecrate. It is worship, consecration. It is coming before God. But on the 18th, because now we have consecrated ourselves, we are going to go around with a shout of victory, making declaration, saying those things that are not as though they are in America. We are going to say there will be peace and unity among all people. We are going to decree and declare that all kinds of violence and hate are gone in our community. We are going to speak those things that God has given us. And after the beltway, God will do something supernatural. That's why he said, it's my people will humble themselves and pray. He will heal the land. And he will use you and me, people who will be there. I'm so excited because eyes have not seen, nor has it entered the ears of men, what God has prepared for them that love him. Now, you don't have to understand everything. You don't have to know anything. Just obey and say, I'll be part of this. Just obey. That's all.
Just obey. Just obey. Woo! Oh, that's a powerful sentiment. And, you know, Dr. Morty, I think that for those that are listening and those that are listening now and those that may listen later, sometimes because we don't know all of it, it's hard for us to move. But we're encouraging you. You don't have to know it all. You don't have to understand it all. What God is asking you to do now is to be led by his Spirit. And if you feel a pull to be a part of this life-changing prayer moment. Whoo! Obey God. So let me give you a little detail about this. Again, as she stated, November 16th through 18th, we're going to be at the Metro Points Hotel at 8500 Annapolis Road in New Carrollton, Maryland. If you're interested in being there for the days of worship and consecration, you can contact the hotel and get special rate information regarding the rooms. The phone number for that hotel is 301-459-6700. Again, that's the Metro Points Hotel, 8500 Annapolis Road, New Carrollton, Maryland. We're asking people from every church, every denomination, every nation, every profession to please join us. All are invited to be in one accord as we pray for America. On that Thursday, we're going to start with worship. seeking the mind of God for solutions and hearing his mind through different leaders. So not only will this be a time where you can come and pray, but this will also be a time that you can come and receive insight, strategy, and impartation. We're going to have godly encounters in the evenings through services. And then, as Dr. Morty stated, on Saturday, starting at 8 o'clock a.m., cars, people will come together driving around the Beltway. We're going to drive through Maryland. We're going to drive through D.C. And then we're going to strategically stop the procession in Washington, D.C. and begin to make healing declarations throughout the drive, declaring that change will happen, declaring the word of the Lord with expectation that God is going to do just what he says. And someone might be listening right now and saying, why? Why is this important? Well, it's important because of what is happening in our communities and our nation. God is ready to intervene through his people, through you and I, who will speak in one accord. In God we trust. Now, often we say, God, we trust you, but we're not always living that. God is saying, here, I want you to put what you say to work. I want you to come together in unity, and together with one accord, we decree and declare, in God we trust. And in doing so, we expect to see America healed.
Amen.
We expect
Amen.
To see crime cease. We expect Amen. To see hope and love fill the hearts of every community.
Amen, 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 amen. Dr. Val, let me add the scripture on that fact. When you don't understand, when you don't know if it really makes sense, you remember when God took Ezekiel on the valley of dry bones?
Uh-huh.
It is the story in Ezekiel 37, starting with verse 4, because God asked Ezekiel, prophesy, speak.
Yes.
The valley was of dry bones. But now God says, you, Ezekiel, you, my people, come, speak. Ezekiel didn't understand really. He said, God, but because you have said it, I will do it. And you know the story, if you read the story, that God had to command, not really God, Ezekiel, because he obeyed God, he spoke to the wind. He spoke to the corners of the earth. Then those dry bones became a living army. That's exactly what God wants to do. He wants to give the authority, the power to his people. It is the church, it is God's people who were commanded by God to take dominion. Church means ecclesia. Ecclesia are people who are set apart to give policies, to lead nations. But unfortunately, these days, we are just in our four corners war. Then we complain, the government is doing this. We complain, the leaders are doing this. But time is up. God wants us now to receive that authority, that power, that dominion to make decrees. And I'm passionate about it, and I know he will do it because he has done it in other nations. So now, calling you, the American family, to say, let us come together. Let us just decree whether you understand or not. He will do it, but please book call in that hotel and the code just say BU23, meaning Beltway Unity Prayer 23. God will use you to do the impossible. Trust me. Trust us, because we have seen in nations how God uses the foolish things to do great things.
Amen. 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 I pulled that scripture up, Dr. Morty, Ezekiel 37, 4 through 6. The NIV speaks. It says, then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath into you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. We hear that, and we have to know that even in this hour, there are many people who are walking the earth that need breath, that need life. They may have skin, they may have bones, but they need the breath of God to breathe over them, give them life again, to have hope again. And I know that when we come together November 16th through 18th, it's going to be such that as we speak and decree the word of the Lord, and it goes out even into the airways, that things are going to change. I want you all to know, my brothers and sisters that are listening, if you're considering this, please know that your presence, your obedience will be rewarded. You will be a part of history for the kingdom. You will.
Amen.
You will be rewarded as a kingdom change agent.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And that's
Amen.
What we're putting this out here to give you the information and insight needed to be a part of this phenomenal movement of God. And as we're speaking to you, we want you to also share this with others that you know. Share this with your church ministries. Share this with your civic organizations. Share this with your companies. Because, again, we're not just looking for churches. We're looking for people, all people.
No.
Of every walk of life, from your church, from your organization, from your business, from your family. Bring your family. Bring your children. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mothers, fathers, bring your children so that
in
they
fact,
can see what prayer will do. Woo!
In fact, we are not just inviting church leaders. We have written letters to every governor in America to invite
Amen.
Them. Why did we do that? Because for 30 years, we pray for every state, and also for 30 years, we pray for all the head of nations. So
mm-hmm.
now, the 30-year anniversary, God wants them to know that there is a God who can help them solve their problems. So we have written letters to every governor to say, come or send representative of your state to come to this procession, Beltway Unity Prayer Procession, so that your state will be represented and God will start releasing ideas of how to solve some of the crime, some of the problems. So you know, we also written to the law enforcement, because
mm-hmm.
if the church and the government and the law enforcement work together, we will solve some of the problems that seem impossible. But we know with God, nothing is impossible. We can do it. The body of Christ, arise. This is the time for us to make impact in our community.
Amen. 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 Wow. My brothers, my sisters, please, as you're hearing this, it is our prayer that the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to your heart, that you're feeling the pull, that you are feeling compelled to be a part of this epic kingdom event where we're going to come together, where we're going to pray, where we're going to believe God for change with expectation. The word lets us know when we pray believing that we receive that which we ask, God will honor it. He'll do it. So we're expecting God to do just what he said he would do. And I want to encourage you also, for those that may hear this and say, you know what, Dr. Morty, Dr. Val, this sounds like a phenomenal opportunity. I can't be there, but what can I do to help? I'm so glad you asked. I am so glad you asked, because we are seeking donations. We're seeking bottled water. We're seeking help to take care of our international guests that are coming from all over the world to be a part of this event where they are traveling near and far to come and pray for America. So if you're interested in sending donations or interested in providing water for the event and you're in the Maryland area, please go to my website. There'll be information there. That's empowermentplace.org, theempowermentplace.org. You can go to that website. Dr. Morty, is there a website that you can send them to that they can send the donations for you?
They can send, in fact, donation even to pay for the hotel where we'll be holding the meeting. $7,000 for 3 days is a lot of money. They can do with send donation with there or WhatsApp or Cash App 301-580-3645. 301-580-3645. Or just contact admin@igoforjesus.com.
Amen.
But the donations for the hotel, we really need. We thank you. And there also a final analogy I want to let you know. In the body of Christ, in the people of God, that if the bad people united to kill, to destroy, I'm talking about September 11, to kill, to destroy, they united, they were very few, they made such impact. Can you imagine if the body of Christ will unite to pray, to speak peace, love, and unity? God will do it, because it's not us who will do it. God will do it. So we have such advantage that let us just obey and come together and speak, then God will do it. He will bring confusion in the camp of the enemy.
Amen. 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 Dr. Morty, thank you so much for taking time out today to share with our listening audience about this Heal America Beltway Divine Prayer Procession that will be taking place on November 18th, 2023 in Maryland. Please share this segment with friends, with foes, with your churches, again, with your organizations, with your government officials. And we're going to be praying that the Spirit of the Lord will touch hearts to be a part of this physically and to also be a part of this financially. As she stated, there is great need to help take care of the hotel expenses, to take care of feeding our international guests. So if you are interested and you have additional questions, again, you can email at admin@igoforjesus.com, or you can your financial contributions through Cash App to 301-580-3645. Listeners, we appreciate you so greatly for joining us today, and we pray that the Spirit of the Lord would continue to minister to you, to empower and strengthen you as we prepare to obey God and pray for the nation. We invite you to join next week for another segment of Empower to Empower Others. We say love and blessings to each one of you. Until next time, God bless.
God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Val.
You're welcome, Dr. Morty. God bless you.